and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the 21st Sunday in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we have Father Jerry Stuckey. Father Jerry is in Denver right now, and he is director of the St. Dominic Mission Society. His preaching today is entitled, Be Like a Rock.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then he strictly ordered his disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. The Gospel of the Lord. I lived and worked in Denver, Colorado, in the United States for over 15 years, during which time I had great joy in hiking and camping and climbing mountains. Colorado boasts of over 58 mountain peaks, over 14,000 feet high. And that's the greatest concentration of what we call 14ers in the Rocky Mountains. I enjoyed, I think, maybe climbing 8 of these 14ers with my friends, somewhat easy hiking trails usually, and eventually you would end up rock climbing to get to the final very peak. And what a view from the mountaintop. Now, some of my friends, they became more professional climbers using equipment like ropes and pitons to scale the more treacherous 14ers. But as I got older and the mountains they climbed got more treacherous, I just wasn't keen on going with them anymore or to hang by a rope off a precipice. I always thought, though, that there was something biblical about such mountain climbing. Even sleeping, what they called a portaledge, inflatable pod suspended by ropes and overhangs that depend literally on rock-solid anchors. That makes you think. So with such equipment like chocks and hexes and these properly placed anchors, plus additional safety anchors that you had to place, you can sleep securely on a mountain wall thousands of feet above sea level. Well, maybe you can, that is. I certainly don't have enough courage and faith in my own ropes and knots, mountain climbing ability to do anything of the sort. It's all about that anchor placed on a secure, solid rock. When Jesus recruited Simon to be one of his disciples, he renamed him Peter, which means rock. A rock-solid guy, you might say, who in today's gospel passage professes strong faith in Jesus as the Christ when asked, "Who do you say that I am?" Now, Jesus' response to Peter Rock is one of the more controversial passages in the New Testament, actually. Peter, you are a rock, and upon this rock, I will build my church. But what did Matthew mean by that? Is the rock Peter or Peter's faith? Or is the rock the acknowledgement that Jesus is the Christ? Or is Jesus himself the rock? So this historical controversy over such things as the church and, of course, the papacy and what is meant by the rock, this has continued up until today. I won't pretend to solve the problem. But the word church itself in this passage is debatable, since church did not mean a building, and certainly at that time, ecclesia, it's an assembly or a community of disciples. You see, biblical language is often controversial when interpreted today, including words like kingdom, which Jesus clarified by saying it's not of this world, like a geographic political reign. It's more like an existence in God, a divine world order, a different kind of kingdom. Well, like Peter, we are all rocks or stones in the building of Jesus' church community. He is our greatest rock, our cornerstone, our anchor upon whom we can hang, suspended securely without fear. It takes great courage to be a mountain climber, but equally so to be a good Christian. Once we confess, like Peter the rock, that Jesus is the Christ, we become rock-solid disciples with rock-solid faith, a rock-solid relationship with Jesus, and the reputation of being courageous Christians. About the time that some of my friends went on climbing more and more dangerous, treacherous 14ers, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band came out with a hit song back in my day. It was called Like a Rock, which they would play loudly on their Walkman device once they reached the peak. That's what they told me. I wasn't there. It reminded them to not lose hope, to still have dreams. The lyrics say to stand arrow straight and carry the weight like a rock. That's how we true disciples of the Lord are, when we are rock-solid members, building a community together on the solid foundation, the secure anchor, the cornerstone, who is Jesus, our Christ, the Lord.